I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Concerto comes from two Italian words with sort of opposite meanings. First, concerto means in agreement or together, like the word concert. You go to a concert to hear people playing together. But the Italian word concertare has to do with struggling, and a concerto also has to do with one or more solo instruments doing friendly battle in concert with a larger group. Italian composer Giuseppe Torelli gets most of the credit for developing the instrumental concerto in the late 1600s. An Italian who lived a bit later, Antonio Vivaldi, wrote zillions of concertos. Well, actually, only 500 or so, but it seems like zillions. Vivaldi's most famous set of concertos is named for the Four Seasons. The earliest concertos were written for violins, but you can have a concerto for any instrument. Here's one that Johann Nepomuk Hummel wrote for trumpet. And one for cello by Franz Joseph Haydn. Even one for tuba by Ralph Vaughan Williams. In the late 20th century, Scottish composer James Macmillan wrote a concerto called Veni, Veni, Emmanuel for percussionist Evelyn Glennie. You can also have a concerto with more than one solo instrument. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart wrote this one for flute and harp. And Dmitri Shostakovich wrote a wonderful concerto for piano and trumpet. The end of the piece sounds just like music for a silent movie, and that's because when he was young, Shostakovich had a job playing piano for silent movies. In Bach's day, composers also wrote something called a concerto grosso, which does not mean a concerto with slimy stuff oozing out of it. Grosso is Italian for great. Instead of just one or two soloists, a concerto grosso has a whole group of soloists, a smaller group pitted against a larger group. George Frederick Handel, who lived at the same time as Bach, wrote quite a few concerti grossi. That's the official plural of concerto grosso. A lot of Bach's Brandenburg concertos fall into the concerto grosso category. In the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, the small group consists of trumpet, flute, oboe, and violin, and the big group is made up of string instruments. You've heard music from Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, so by now you might be wondering how many Brandenburg concertos there are and how they got a name like Brandenburg. I'll tell you that next week. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for the story of the Brandenburgs on Classics for Kids.